Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, and for this podcast, it is all about your life direction or life purpose, we often talk about too. So what I wanted to do is give you a bit of a rundown on my life, not my life purpose, because you don't really want to know that, but an understanding about it. So when I was first coming into intuition and spirituality and all that sort of understanding of it, I wanted to get an understanding of what my life purpose was. And it was a real catchphrase at this stage, and everyone was talking about it, and you need to know what your direction in life is. You've got to get your life purpose so you know where you're going and all that sort of side to it. Now, that was all well and good, but I did struggle with it a lot. I did struggle with the whole concept behind it, because your life purpose isn't about one particular thing. It is, for example, my life purpose came out to be like teaching. Now, it didn't mean I was going to be a teacher. It just meant I needed to teach. Now, when we're looking at that aspect, even being a parent is teaching. Even just being a parent is all about teaching and learning. So there was lots of areas around it, but I wanted to get some clarity. So what I started to do was I went to a clairvoyant and a psychic, and they did the card reading, and you did your palmistry and runes and all different sorts of things like that. So I really started getting into the spirituality side of things. However, what I found was, as soon as I got stuck with anything, I had to go back in and talk or pay someone to do card readings again. And it was starting to get a little bit annoying, because every time something went wrong, instead of listening to my intuition, I would seek it outside from somebody else. And I knew that wasn't right. So I started then to get oracle cards, and I started to do my own readings. Now, I'd lay the cards down on the deck and try and understand what it was all about. It took a little while to learn. And after a while, you just sort of got really fluent at it. You know, you would see this image, or the word would pop up from the oracle card, and you knew exactly what it meant, and you would start to get this flow happening, because you're shaking this deck shuffling this deck of, 52, 54 cards, whatever it is, and you're laying them down. In all honesty, you're restricted to that deck. Now, I ended up having lots of decks of cards. I had lots of different oracle cards, angel cards, fairy cards, all these different types of cards, animal cards. And look, I love them. I still do love them. But I wasn't getting what I needed from them. I was getting some lovely readings when I first started it, and I would get lots of aha moments, and it really helped me with my life direction and my purpose. But it's been the last, say, 2 years that I've been looking at it, and I just can't get back into the cards. They're not giving me that information that I'm looking for. Now, I don't know whether it's just I've gone past that, whether I'm not as in tune to the cards as I used to be. I really don't know. But what I do know, and listening to my intuition, what I do know is that it's not for me anymore. I don't need to do that anymore. The cards gave me a visual, gave me an understanding of where to go and what to do. It gave me those little moments where I could go, oh, that's what that means. And it gave me something to follow. So it was really, really good and what I needed at the time. But for the last couple of years, I just haven't been able to. I can do card readings, not a problem at all. Have no worries at all, especially if I'm doing them for somebody else. But what I'm struggling with is doing them for myself. So they're not giving me the guidance that I once had, and I think it's because I'm putting my faith into a deck of cards instead of into me. So knowing that and getting that understanding, now I got the understanding of paying somebody else all the time to do sort of my readings. But what I needed to do then is to have a little bit more faith and not be so restricted. So that's when I started doing the flower readings. And with the flower readings, I've created the book and the online courses, and I've got all that there, the 16 different elements of a flower image. Now, I started off with live flower readings, and they were terrific. But live flower readings were great when before internet. Now that there's internet, we needed to open it up a bit wider. One of the aspects of live flower readings is the fact that you can only pick what you've got happening around you. So you're restricted again. And one of the things that I want to be really, really honest and particular about is I don't want you to feel you have any restrictions at all. Our intuition, our direction in life, our life purpose doesn't have restrictions. You may have guidance, you may have a path, but it doesn't mean you're restricted to that path. We've all got free will. So doing live flower readings gave me the understanding and the essence, and you connected with the person. It was really good. And I love it, don't get me wrong. It's a really good one-on-one when you're doing that. However, once the internet came, and especially with COVID, when we can't get around as much, reading flower images has become a lot easier. And I don't mean easier in the sense, but easier to share. So there's 16 elements again in a flower image that we can read, at least 16. There's more depending on what the image is and what's going on. So this is where I was going with my life direction, and I got this understanding that there was two areas I went. I started off as healing. I did a lot of healing. I did a lot of spiritual work in the healing side, energy healing. I did a lot of physical healing, as in a massage, hands-on healing. I did bone therapy. So there was a lot of areas there that I looked at, Reiki, all that side of it. So I did a lot of that side, the physical side. I did a life coaching course. So that gave me that sort of that mental aspect and that emotional attachment or the emotional understanding to it. So I did that too. Also, at that particular time, I was living on a 90-acre organic crop farm. So I was really getting into the physical side by growing my own vegetables, growing my own meat, chooks, all that sort of side to it. And I had this, what do I call it, self-sustained. So for about 8 years, we were quite self-sustainable. The only thing I didn't achieve in that was fuel. We needed diesel to run the tractors and the bulldozer. So there was that side of it. So we had this 90 acres where we were growing organic crops, and people would come in and basically it was like a gigantic veggie patch, you know, and so they would come in and go, oh, I have this and have this, and I didn't have it all in together. I'd be growing carrots down here, and then halfway down the hill I'd grow another row of carrots, and in between that I'd grow different things. So I did a lot of companion planting as well. So as you probably gather, I like to look at the physical, the spiritual and the emotional. Like, I love to look at all those areas, and we need to be mindful of all those areas. So when I was doing my own personal card readings, I was getting an understanding of where I needed to go. And one of the things was I did a healing. So I went through that aspect of the healing side of it. Now, as I was healing people that were coming to me, I was also being healed. So there was that dual element with it. And every time we're doing anything like that, we have a dual element. Whatever you're helping somebody else with, you're actually helping yourself with. So the more you help others, the more you're getting back from it, you know. So I find that really, really important. And one of the areas that I kept on saying when I was trying to work out what my life purpose and my life direction was, it was, I just feel like I need to be helping people. Now, I tried it on a physical level, and I had my own practice, my own clinic, and I had a few other massage therapists in it. So I was running that for a while. I had done the organic growing, crop growing. I had done the life coaching course, so I'd got into the mental aspect. I've done a uni degree on public health. So, and I focused a lot on the mental health there because I really enjoy that side of it. So I have done a lot in those sort of areas, but it kept on coming back to me that people were still looking externally for their life purpose, externally for direction. They're asking and asking and asking instead of going internally. And this is when I started to create the flowers, intuitive flowers. Now, can you imagine, right? You have a deck of oracle cards, not even oracle cards, sorry. You have a deck of, say, tarot cards, because I got into the tarot cards as well. You have a deck of tarot cards. Put them all face up so you can see exactly what they are. You've got all the pentacles and all the major arcanas. You've got the whole lot in front of you, right? Now, one of the things about doing card readings is that you're doing the shuffling and it comes out randomly and it's meant to be what it's meant to be. Yep, I get that totally. And it's great. It works really well. Would it work a little bit better if you actually picked the card? This is where I was going. What if your intuition picked the card, picked the image, and it said, I want that image, and it picked it up, and then you did your reading on that? This is what I was looking at with intuitive flowers. Now, if you're putting a deck of tarot cards down, as you can imagine, you're not going to freely pick up the Hanged Man or the Devil or the Death card, right? You're not going to be attracted to them. Your intuition won't be attracted to them. You won't be attracted to them. And so you're not going to be going that way. Now, if you understand the cards, you're going to go for something that you know is more positive. Or if you understand the cards, you're going to go for what you feel is the right thing. Thinking what is the right thing. So your intuition isn't picking. Now, they say when you're shuffling the deck that, you know, what comes out is what comes out. But your intuition isn't picking it necessarily. It is coming out. It is still a random card. Now, we can make that random card suit, that's for sure. And in most of your readings, you will find that there's a lot of it, it's generic enough that a lot of it does make sense. And maybe that's what you need to hear at this particular stage in your life. And that's good. And I love that. And I reckon that's terrific. And that's what was helping me. But I kept on going back going, this is what, especially on daily readings now on YouTube, it's the person who's doing the shuffling and the person who's putting down the cards and it's the person who's doing the reading. You aren't picking the cards. You aren't shuffling and you aren't doing the reading. So it is the person's interpretation, not yours. And I kept on going. This was running through my head. It was really getting to me in the fact that I wanted to understand me. I wanted to understand my intuition. And so I started doing the cards for myself and I stopped paying people. And I'm not saying paying people wasn't there occasionally, and I still do it occasionally. I'll go and pay someone because it's nice to get it from somebody else. But I stopped using that as my crutch. I stopped using it as my, I have nowhere to go. I don't know what to do. I need to go and pay someone. I stopped doing that. Now it's like, oh, be interesting. Let's go and see. Most of the time, I reckon in the last probably 10 years, anytime I have gone to a reader, I have found that they've not told me anything different. And it was really strange because I was talking to the lady I'm interviewing next week. I was talking to her about it and I sort of said to her, you know, I go to these readers and I don't get very often, but I go there and they're not giving me anything different. And she said, well, what are they doing? And I said, well, everything they're telling me I already know. And, you know, she just had a laugh and she said, well, they're just confirming it. They don't need to tell you anything new because you already know it. So you're already aware of it. So it made me realise where I was going and what I was doing. Now, where was I up to? Okay, so if you can imagine, you've got the deck of oracle cards. You've got the deck of even oracle cards. Oracle cards will tend to pick the picture, but you'll actually look at the word. If there's a word with it, say patience or, you know, something like that, you will be attracted to the image first, and then you'll look at the word and go, oh, yay or nay, you know. And let's be honest. That's just what life's all about. You know, we don't want to hear the negative news. I don't. And I certainly don't want to get stuck with it. So if you lay out your tarot cards, I can just about guarantee that most of you will not, or every of you will not pick the Death card, will not pick the Hangman card. So when they're coming up in a shuffle, you can understand it. You're getting a little bit more idea of it. But imagine if your intuition could pick the card. Now, this is where we look at intuitive flowers. With the flowers, you've got a generic image. You have got an image that has no emotional attachment. You have got an image that you're going to feel that is bright and bubbly, or it's a little bit more drawn and pulled back. It's a color that you like. It's an image you like. It's a flower type that you might like. And this is where I'm going. So we get to the stage where if we're doing daily flower reading, or if we're doing daily readings on YouTube and things like that, instead of being restricted to this deck of cards, we can start going, okay, let's Google roses. Let's Google a rose and see how many millions of images you'll come up with. And each image will resonate or not resonate with you. So this is where I've gone with flower readings, and this is how I've got an understanding of it as far as my direction in life. Now, we look at, say, in a flower image, we look at, hair tickling me. We look at, say, the stem. The stem is our journey. The stem is our path. And a flower is like our goal in life. Now, if we start looking at our life purpose or our life direction, that's like trying to get to our life goal. Okay, so when we start to look at a flower image and the flower is the goal, we can get a really good understanding of where we need to go, what we need to do, and how we need to do it. Now, I did forget to put up my flower image here, and I was going to do that, but sorry about that. When I did the book Intuitive Flowers Empowering Your Emotional Goals, my emotional goal at the particular time, and I put this to the test because it's all right to write the book, and I was getting this information, intuitive information on how to write the book. It's all right to write the book, but it is really important that the tool that I was giving you worked. Now, I have to be honest, I got right through the book before I actually tested it, because each of the chapters was about a different area. So what the petals meant, what the colours meant, what the behaviour means, the shapes mean, what the type of flowers mean, and went right through it all. So even whether you've got it as a portrait or a landscape, that even makes a difference. It's about your motivation, whether you're individually motivated or group motivated. So we've got all these different areas that we looked at. So I got this. I had downloaded this information. It was over a three-year period that I was writing this book. And it was at the end, and I sort of went, how do I bring this all together? And I went, well, the only way really is to do my own reading for myself and see if I can get that to work. So that's what I did. I did a little bit of a meditation, calmed myself down, and I focused on a particular goal that I wanted. And at that stage, money was a problem for me. And I needed to have this financial understanding, financial direction. I needed to get somewhere with that. I'd been struggling and struggling and struggling. And, I mean, in all honesty, when I look back, I felt like I was struggling, but I was really going quite well. Not rich, but I was going along well. I was actually creating this little nest egg that I wasn't even aware of. So I had this financial goal, and I just wanted, but my financial goal as I did this meditation was how I want to feel when I achieve that goal. Now, it's not like a SMART goal. You don't need to write down, I'm going to do this and do that and write it all down. It's an emotional goal. This is how I want to feel when I achieve that goal. Right, so This is how I wanted to feel when I had the finances that I wanted. I didn't want $1 million. I didn't want this. I wanted to feel financially free. I wanted to lift that stress and that attitude that everything I did had to make money, because every time I did that, it just stuffed it all up. Honestly, it just mucked with my head and I couldn't do it. I wanted a job or something or money coming in so I could do this and not have to worry about the finances. So I do this. I don't get paid for doing this. I love doing this. Individual things like the personal flower readings, yes, I do get paid for it because it takes up my time. But the podcast is my give back. And I love it. I love it. And this is how I want to feel when I was financially free. So I'm actually feeling quite well, quite that way. And, I mean, that did take me selling my house, and I've got the money in the bank and I'm feeling comfortable. Now, again, I don't have a lot of money, but I have enough that makes me feel like I'm financially free at this particular stage. But how did I get there? When I was feeling in this meditation, feeling how I wanted to feel when I was financially free, this is how I wanted to feel. I wanted to feel ease. I wanted to feel the freedom to go and buy something without being so stressed about the money. I'm not a big spender, so I don't need that sort of side of it, and I'm not a big one for lots of assets. You know, I don't need a lot of stuff around me. Like, look at the picture behind me. It's nothing. I'm doing painting instead. So I'm that way inclined. So it was my feelings and my visuals in my head when I was doing this meditation suited who I am and who I was. Now, my goal is in the next 5 to 10 years is to travel around Australia in a caravan. I'd love to travel around America as well in a caravan or, you know, but motorhome. But my goal is at least to get around Australia and maybe do readings and do talks and different things, workshops, especially workshops. I love the workshops as I go around Australia. So that's my goal. And so for me to feel financially free, that's how I was feeling. So I'm doing this meditation and feeling financially free and the enjoyment of meeting people and talking and workshops. And this is all how I'm feeling. And as we're doing that, then I went, okay, so what does that look like in a flower image? What sort of a flower image would that look like? And what came up to me, I didn't get the type of flower. What came up to me was pink and white, and it was a nice deep pink and a nice white. Now, I didn't know what the flower was. All I knew, it was a round shape, but I didn't quite get it. But I got the feeling. So then what I did is I jumped on Google and I typed in pink and white flowers. And as you can imagine, the images that came up on my feed of pink and white flowers, there was just millions of them. This is where the time was. So I scrolled through it, and what the whole idea is, you'll see an image there, and I think I picked up about three. I saved that one, and there's another one that's pink and white. Saved that one. There's another one that's pink and white. Saved that one. And then the last one, the fourth one, I saved that. Now, when I went back over the images again, I went, that's sort of right, but it's still not giving me the feeling. And I don't think it was a deeper pink than that. So that one went, looked at the next one. And I went through these four, the ones that I saved. And the last one I looked at, I went, ah, that gives me the same feeling. It gives me that feeling of freedom. It gives me that financial feeling. So that last one was the right flower. Now, this is the fun bit. It was a landscape image, and I went, because I knew, again, I had just written a book about it, I went, let's make it square. I don't want it as a landscape. Let's make it square. I made it square. I lost the feeling. It was not as strong. And that's when I went, okay, put it back to where it was. And that same feeling came back. That is how I know this was my emotional goal, because it was connected to me. Now, I could have, again, I didn't know the name of the flower. All I knew, it was pink and white, and I had to go through all these pink and white flowers. Anyway, in the end, what it was, It was a water lily, all right? Now, when you're looking at this picture, the water lily would have been about there, okay? And it's probably about that big. All the way around it, all the rest of it had the big round leaves on it. Okay, this was my aha moment. It wasn't the flower, it was the fact that it had big round leaves on it. Now, round, anything soft and round is feminine, anything sharp, straight is masculine. Like squares are masculine, circles obviously are feminine. Now, I had these beautiful big flat, big leaves, obviously from the water lily, and leaves are our guides in life. All right. Now, if you've got these leaves down the bottom, it's more of a physical guide. If we've got them at the top, it's more of a spiritual guide. I had these guides all over me, and they were round and they were female. So I needed to connect with females to get the understanding of where I wanted to go. Now, that might not sound like a lot to you, but for me, being an independent so-and-so, really struggled with asking for help or anything else from anyone else. Okay, going through my 20-year emotionally abusive relationship made me stop asking anyone for help. So when I saw these big leaves there and said, well, the only way I'm going to have financial freedom is to get help from these beautiful big leaves, these guides of women, both spiritually, or not necessarily women, I should say, more feminine, both spiritually, physically, and they were both sides of the flower, so future and past as well. So we had this image to go with. And the water lily, of course, is coming up from the muddy depths and going through all that water, which is emotions, and then, you know, really showing it. And that's what I've done. I've gone through that, the 20-year emotionally abusive relationship. I've been pack raped. I left my body numerous times. I've gone through all these emotional situations, all this problem. The reason why I did that is so I can blossom at the top. I can achieve my goal. And that's my financial goal. But in all honesty, it sort of sunk back in to my directional goal, my life goal. Because we still need to have money. We still need to have money to survive in this world. So that's what it's, you know, that's what it's about as well. But you can create these goals with health. I went through a health stage, and before I did the flowers, I went through a stage where I was so stressed that my bone marrow started to actually eat my bone, and it was in my head. I had holes in my scalp about the size of a 5-cent piece, and basically you could put your finger through into my brain because the bone had all gone. So that was what stress was doing to me. So, you know, we can have the health goals, and we can have the financial goals. We can have the relationship goals. We can just have our life goal. And if you're going to ask about your life goal, ask your intuition. Stop asking everybody else. Stop asking a deck of cards that are limited to that deck, and ask a flower that has no limitations. The images you can get now on Google, on the internet, it's just, it's phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. So don't be restricted anymore to a deck of cards. It's great and it's fun, but don't be restricted, okay? They could give you maybe the daily guidance if that's where you want to go, YouTube, you know, daily tarot reading, and that's fine, that's fun. But don't restrict your life purpose, your life direction, your life's goal on a deck of cards. If you want to know what your life goal is, do your meditation, get your feeling of emotion. You know what's really funny? When we start to look at our emotions, when we start to go, this is how I want to feel, and you actually really start to feel that, your life purpose, your life goal, it really doesn't matter what it is. What matters is you get that feeling that goes with it. That's what matters. Because your life purpose isn't meant to be doom and gloom. Even like Sister Teresa, where she lived in Calcutta and what she did. You know, you can say it's her life purpose. because that's what she wanted to do. She was in her element doing that. And, oh, my God, it must have been so hard. And she would have felt at times that she was the only person in the world that's helping these people. But it was her element. And my element is to be able to help others too. Now, I am not going to give my life over as a saint like Sister Teresa did, and I take my hat off to her and I bless her, and you know, it's lovely. I'm not like that, but I do give a lot of my life away to be able to help people like yourself, to be able to help those that just need a little bit more. So that's what your life purpose is about. And if you want to connect with me, now I'm not going to put this open for, you know, forever, but I will do it for the next, I don't know, say up until Christmas 2020. So if somebody's listening to this after Christmas 2020, it's too late. But I'm happy to do, say, 10 flower readings. I'll even put it up on here, 10 flower readings on my YouTube channel. If you meditate properly, you know, just give yourself some time and space, get that emotion, get the understanding, think of what a flower image would look like with that feeling, and you find that flower image, you send it to me, I will do a reading on it, I'll put it on my YouTube channel. Okay, so for the first 10 people, that's all I can do. Because it does take me a little while to do it. It won't take so long when I'm doing it on video, but it used to take a long time because I type it all out. So there was a long, you know, it took me a couple of hours to type these readings out. So now I just do it on the video. So if you want to understand your life purpose, ask your intuition, not mine. I'm just going to do a reading. Ask your intuition to pick the flower, to choose where you want to go. And sometimes we have a favourite flower and we don't quite know why. This is my favourite flower. Or some people say, this is my mum's flower, which is my favourite flower. And that's okay too. But we have these, sometimes we have these favourite flowers and we don't know why we've got these favourite flowers. I bet you that's to do with your life direction. I bet you that's what that's all about. So anyway, I'm Susan Dane. If you want to know a little bit more about, let me press the right button. If you want to know a little bit more, I haven't got the right buttons here. There you go. What about that one? If you want to know a little bit more about intuition, about flower readings, connect with me on my website, www.intuitivenature.com.au. It is an Australian website. And if you want to send a picture to me, do it through info@intuitivenature.com.au. Okay, info@intuitivenature.com.au. And like I said, the first 10 I will do, if you don't mind me using your name, I won't use your full name, but I'll put your name in it and I will put it up on my YouTube channel and you can have a look at it on there. What I am going to do, and I'm going to start doing daily flower readings, okay? So a few of my friends have given me some flowers, so I've got something to work on, and they've given me an understanding of what they want, whether it's finance or health or whatever it is they want to know. So I'm going to do a few of those. But the other thing I'm going to do is the daily flower readings. I've got 100 flower images. I am just going to do a general reading on those, and you can actually pick which flower you want, let your intuition pick it, and then with those they'll go up as a daily thing too, something like that. I'm not really sure, it's there, it's just not all through yet. All right, so yeah, that's it guys. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist from Intuitive Nature. We had Sally last week. Next week we've got Melly Stewart. And she is lovely. She is right into the moon cycles and zodiac and cards. She's going to talk about intuition, but she has written this amazing book, and I'm not going to tell you anymore because you will really love it. It's called Stages of Self. It actually hasn't come out yet, and it is due out very soon, if not already. Actually, it's due, I think it's due out next week. That's why we've timed hers for next week. It's due out next week. So when you're listening to it, it'll be there. It's happening. And Remember, we are all naturally intuitive. I lost my spot. We are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It's our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, Intuitist. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Okay, bye for now.